Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
We are still told that adding sexual orientation and gender identity to anti-discrimination policies will have no impact on religious freedom. How can those pushing the LGBT agenda continue saying that as the attacks against Christian business owners and agencies continue mounting? I don't know how they can say that. We've had the case of WW Bridal Boutique in Bloomsburg being harassed and forced out of business because the Christian business owners would not make wedding dresses for lesbians. Now we have the case in Philadelphia targeting Catholic Social Services, or CSS. To talk about that situation, my guest is Nick Reeves. He's an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Thanks, Nick, for being with us.
Happy to be here, Diane.
Now, the foundation of this, the whole case, this case against CSS or Catholic Social Services, actually began years ago when Philadelphia added sexual orientation to the city's Fair Practices Ordinance, and then in the early 2000s, they added gender identity. Can you give us a little background on the situation with Catholic Social Services there in Philadelphia?
Sure, that's exactly right. So up until about 2017, things were going fine for the state and for Catholic. The agency, consistent with its religious beliefs, was placing families, and there were no issues. Then in 2017, I guess actually early 2018, the city came to Catholic after they saw an article in the newspaper saying that Catholic couldn't place children in same-sex homes because that would require them to affirm a same-sex relationship, and that was something they couldn't do. The city then said that violated the city's anti-discrimination policy and threatened to close them down. But I guess two important points here. No same-sex couple ever actually came to Catholic seeking to be certified and seeking to become a foster parent. So the city really created this controversy out of nothing. And the other component is Catholic had been one of the best agencies in the city and providing a vital service that no other agency could. Studies show that faith-based agencies are better able at placing, better able to place children with disabilities and better able to place older children and sibling groups. And that's something that's really in need today in the foster care system. So these cities and states are closing down vital service providers that are helping the most vulnerable children in need.
So they were never approached. Basically, Philadelphia based their attack. I'll use the word attack because that's exactly what it is. They base their attack upon reading a newspaper article. There were no complaints filed.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Just read an article.
No complaints.
Wow. And how long has Catholic Services been there operating in Philadelphia?
They've been serving kids for over 100 years.
Wow.
They're one of, you know, the largest agencies caring for lots and lots of kids.
So during that time period, you're talking about a century. You know, you're talking about a century here. There's been, they've had a good track record. But yet Philadelphia, which has, my understanding, they have like 60,000 or something like that children in need of placement, but yet they target the most successful adoption agency, foster agency in the city to shut them down because Philadelphia does not agree with their Christian beliefs. That's pretty much
That's exactly right.
Sure. Okay.
You know, the one other component of it is that there are 30 different agencies throughout the city. Four of them have headquarters within two or three blocks of Catholic. So, you know, even if a same-sex couple were to come to Catholic Social Services, there's no difficulty in them becoming foster parents. The city is doing a lot to really help everybody become foster parents for the exact reason you just mentioned. There's a need for more foster parents. And agencies like Catholic aren't doing anything to prevent people from becoming foster parents.
Yeah, and I guess that number is closer. It's more like 6,000, not 60,000, which I misspoke a little bit ago. But still, 6,000 kids need help. And in March of 2018, the city put out an urgent call for 300 new foster families. But even with that urgent call for more help, they banned Catholic Social Services from helping these kids. I mean, to me, it makes no sense. And, you know, the city wants to say they want to help the kids find a good home, but yet they are willing to ban the most successful agency in the city. And, you know, you said there are numerous adoption agencies, foster care agencies in the near vicinity of Catholic services. So there's other places
exactly
they can
right.
go. Similar to, you know, other situations where we've seen bakers and florists or whatever, there are other similar businesses in the immediate area, but yet homosexual activists, in this case, the city of Philadelphia, I mean, homosexual activists were not even, you know, the perpetrators behind this or the activists behind this whole situation. And it makes no sense to me, and I know it makes no sense to you. The other ones, the foster families who have been helped by or been had children placed with their families through Catholic services. When did the case start? Was it in 2018, just last year, when it all began?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, the case began in 2018.
Okay. So they just felt compelled to force Catholic services either to place children in same-sex households or to shut them down. That's the city felt compelled to do that because of the addition of sexual orientation to their fair practices ordinance.
Right.
You guys stepped in. I know there were, like, I think 17 states in the District of Columbia that filed an amicus brief in support of the city. And I don't remember whether Pennsylvania's won, but I know Governor Wolf would totally support the city of Philadelphia. So it went through the court system and went through the Third Circuit. And what happened last month? What happened in April with the Third Circuit?
Yeah, so the case was argued in the Third Circuit at the end of last year. And then the panel issued a decision on April 22nd, I believe. They basically came to the conclusion that the discriminatory statements and the policy the city was enforcing were actually just neutral and applied to everybody, so it was not a violation of the law. We think the court got it wrong and misunderstood what was actually happening. Just to give one quick example, the head of the agency, the city agency that Catholic contracts with, called the organization into her office and asked them about their religious beliefs. When they told her what they believed, she said, "It's not 100 years ago. Mm. You need to change your beliefs, and I think you should listen to Pope Francis." And I think she said something like, "And not the Archbishop." So she was telling them that they need to change their religious beliefs, which is something that we learned in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, which went to the Supreme Court 2 years ago. You know, that's not okay. And then we, you know, to talk about another case just for a second, we've seen the same thing happen in Michigan. There, the new attorney general who was elected in 2019 called people who defended these faith-based organizations hate mongers. Mm-hmm. And there's just no place for that rhetoric when everybody is just trying to help kids and trying to do the best they can.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought up the Michigan case because their current AG is an open lesbian. She basically is ignoring the laws that were passed prior to her and signed into law by the Republican governor that protected religious beliefs and religious agencies from basically from discrimination. But she's ignoring that, saying, "I'm going to make the rules and we'll do what I say," basically. The attack is based upon the religious beliefs. I don't care what the judge says. In fact, there's Third Circuit Judge Thomas Ambrose wrote, writing for the three-judge panel, he said, quote, "The city stands on firm ground in requiring its contractors to abide by its non-discrimination policies when administering public services," unquote. So he's totally ignoring the religious aspect of it. He's just saying the city's doing the right thing because of its, you know, because of its non-discrimination policies. And they're totally ignoring the fact that the city's attacking Catholic services because of the religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's probably a Democrat. I don't know. I didn't look it up to see if he's a Democrat or not. But we see, increasingly, we see these cases targeting those who adhere to the biblical definition of marriage and to God's design for sexuality. Increasingly, we see that in this, to me, this world that's gone crazy when it comes to these issues. I know, in addition to when the decision, Third Circuit decision came down, Margaret Downey, who's with the Free Thought Society there in the Philadelphia area, she was calling upon the LGBT community to join them to protect atheist and non-believers, non-theist, I think that's what the word she used, to protect them when they want to also be adoptive or foster parents. So, I mean, they're just joining forces to force everyone to set aside their religious beliefs in order to advance their agenda, basically. So
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, to go back to the quote you read off from Judge Ambrose, mm-hmm. I think one of the important points that the court missed is that this is not really about government funding. You know, he talks about how they're a state contractor and they have this right, yada, yada. But Catholic social services and other agencies like them actually can't help kids in need unless they partner with the state. Mm-hmm. There's no way to provide these services unless they work with the state to help these kids in need.
Okay.
So I think viewing it through the lens of government contracts is the wrong way to look at it. It's about the ability to exercise your religious belief, which includes caring for the most vulnerable in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these cities and states are stopping people from doing that.
Yeah. So there cannot be an independent foster care system or foster care agency. They have to receive funding from the state or city. Is that the way
That's
it works?
Exactly right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've heard in Massachusetts, shortly after they legalized so-called same-sex marriage, I know Catholic services there had to, they quit adopting. They quit, you know, placing children because of the situation they found themselves in with being forced to place children in unhealthy households. Because I don't care what the LGBT activists say, placing a child in a same-sex household is not healthy. And if you look at the real studies, everything points to that. It's very, very troubling that this has happened. I didn't know that foster care agencies or foster care, anyone involved in foster care or adopt, had to work through the state, so there's no independence. So they have to work through the state and get state money to do that. Wow. So what we have now is a situation where 6,000 children in Philadelphia are in need of a loving home, and the city of Philadelphia, through this decision by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, can ban CSS, Catholic Services, from providing that service. I mean, the most effective, for a century they've been doing this, and they are the most effective adoption agency or foster care agency in the city. So is there a next step? Is there something that can be done? And you mentioned a bit ago that with the Jack Phillips case, where the Supreme Court ruled that the state of Colorado had discriminated against him because of his religious beliefs, do you think that could play into, that ruling could play into a final decision in this? I mean, or is the court battle over?
No, the court battle is certainly not over.
Okay.
So Catholic Social Services is continuing to care for kids in need who are in their homes now. The city has prevented them from taking in new children.
Okay.
They've shut down intake while this case proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to file for certiorari, which just means we're going to ask the Supreme Court to review and to overturn what the Third Circuit did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're hopeful they'll make the right decision on this. They've actually, so earlier on in the same case, we filed an unusual expedited request with a very high standard of review, so it's hard to grant, with the Supreme Court. And this was back when it was an 8-member court, so
mm-hmm.
before the newest justice was added to the court.
Okay.
And even in that difficult procedural posture, 3 of the members of the court said we had an indisputably clear right to relief,
okay.
which, you know, I think bodes well mm-hmm. going forward now that we're presenting the case to the court in the normal course, you know, as we normally would,
mm-hmm.
And with 9 justices instead of 8 justices. So
mm-hmm.
we're hopeful the Supreme Court will take the right outcome on this.
You know, my fear is, and I'm sure that's in the back of y'all's mind, but my fear is that if Philadelphia is successful in banning Catholic social services from participating in helping children in this way through adoption or foster care, that LGBT activists will use this decision to target other cities, other Catholic services or Christian organizations, Christian adoption agencies, to force these cities, you know, the cities that have passed these so-called anti-discrimination ordinances, which I don't call them that, but that's what they call them, because they tend to discriminate against Christians, those with Christian beliefs. So do you fear, as I do, that they will take this beyond Philadelphia and force all Christian adoption agencies, foster care agencies, basically out of business? I mean, is that a possibility?
Yes, I think that's a very real concern. I think we're hopeful that if this keeps happening, at some point the Supreme Court will get involved mm-hmm. and will, set the record straight on, who is protected and, what rights these organizations have. The First Amendment to our Constitution, the highest law of the land, protects religious liberty and protects the freedom to not only believe what you want to believe, but also to use those beliefs to serve others and mm-hmm. to act on those beliefs. So we think, we have a good argument here, but I think your concern is justified. If this precedent stands, it will certainly be cited in other jurisdictions, and I have no doubt that cases will continue to pop up mm-hmm. in other places. We've already seen, Philadelphia, Michigan, there's a case in New York, mm-hmm. there's a case in South Carolina, there's a case dealing with an adoption agency in Texas. So this is a national issue, mm-hmm. and I think will continue to percolate and continue to, arise across the country until the Supreme Court gets involved.
Do you happen to know the background? I mean, we know the city of Philadelphia read a newspaper article, I'm assuming in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that's what started this whole thing. But I think in that case, it was Bethany agencies had turned away a lesbian couple. I think that's what started this whole thing. I think that's what it started it all. But what the city wanted them to do, Catholic Services, was to write a non-discrimination policy that basically say, we'll place kids with anybody. I mean, that's basically what the city wanted. It's frightening that a city would be willing to force their beliefs, basically city council's beliefs, on a Christian agency to force them to comply, to set aside their deeply held religious beliefs in order to comply with a so-called non-discrimination ordinance, but something that we see continually. And my fear is that as the media continues, talking about and reinterpreting the First Amendment, I mean, we as citizens need to be educated on what the First Amendment really says and be able to defend that. And we need to know for a fact that the words separation of church and state are not in the First Amendment. And my fear is that too many Americans, especially those who've gone through the public education system, believe that the words separation of church and state are in the First Amendment, and they don't know what it really says. So I think we as citizens need to be educated ourselves on what our legal rights are, what our Constitution says, what our Bill of Rights says. And I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will take up this case and clarify it once and for all. I know the leftists won't go away. They never go away. They keep attacking in the hopes that something's going to stick. So do you have any advice for us out here sitting and watching this? Is there anything that we can do beyond pray?
I mean, I think, your point about understanding what's going on is the biggest, biggest issue here. Just to give one quick example, I think there's a lot of confusion about how the adoption system works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know.
Often people think, these agencies, need to serve everybody, but actually things like referrals, where one agency sends a couple to another agency, happen all the time and for lots of different reasons. There are some agencies that are certified to help certain types of kids. You might reach out to an agency and they might only have a type of child you're not interested in caring for, or they might have a long wait list, or they might not serve your part of the city or the state. So when someone comes to you and you refer them somewhere else, it's not a form of discrimination. It's just a way of finding the best agency for you. And the state actually, the city and the state have both said to foster parents, you need to find an agency that's a good fit for you because you work really closely with them when you adopt and foster children. And I think unless you're intimately involved in the foster care system, it's a bit hard to understand. And it's something I had to learn a lot about when we got involved in this case. And I think the deeper you dig, the more you realize that these Christian agencies aren't preventing anyone from serving mm-hmm. kids in need. They're just trying to do the best they can to help these kids.
Yeah. So there actually are rules set aside that it's not discriminatory for one agency to refer to another agency. That's not discriminatory. I mean, that's part of the process.
Right. I don't think there's not like an official rule, right. But my point is just it happens all the time,
right.
And it's a normal part of the system.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Is there any way folks can contact Beckett? Do you have a website?
Can contact Beckett?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Website or such?
Yes, we have a website where you can learn more about these issues. We have some videos on there. We have all our legal briefs and summaries of the cases. Mm-hmm. It's www.beckettlaw.org, BECKETLAW.org.
Okay, well, fantastic. Yeah, we'll watch this, and We'll keep following this, which hopefully, in hopes that the Supreme Court will take this case up. But thanks so much, Nick, for being with us. I appreciate explaining this situation better so that we can know better how to pray about it and what we can be on the lookout for. So I appreciate it. And you take care.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.